Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me is Eric Johnson, a co-worker at MRM. And we'd like to thank Adams Road for that intro music. That's a song, Saved by Grace, from their album, Enemies of the Cross. If you've never had an opportunity to hear Adams Road in concert, we would encourage you to do so. It's a group of young guys, all of them former Mormon missionaries who have found salvation in Jesus Christ and are trusting Him completely for that salvation that only He can give.
And they have a website too, adamsroadband.com, and you can go there and you can hear their music and you can see other things. They have a documentary on there as well.
The purpose of this show, if you've never heard us before, is to examine the claims of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and how those claims compare with what we understand to be biblical Christianity. And so we are going to be looking at various quotations and topics made by Mormon leaders, and we're going to critique them. We're going to look at them. In fact, it was a Mormon leader that actually said that if a faith cannot bear investigation, if its leaders cannot have their statement scrutinized, and I am paraphrasing, he said their foundation must be very weak. So we're basically trying to look into this because there is a lot of confusion out there about what the teachings are of Mormonism. And oftentimes when you talk to your Mormon neighbor, they're usually not going to dwell on those things that are absolutely unique to what we believe. And many times they're going to want to dwell on what they would assume to be similarities. But that doesn't really give us a rounded picture of what Mormonism is all about. And if you're going to live in an area where you have a very high LDS population, I think it's only responsible to understand what your neighbors believe, so that if you have the opportunity as a Christian to talk to them about things that you believe are true and hold dear, you should have a pretty good understanding of where they're coming from. So we are going to be quoting a lot of statements from Mormon leaders, and hopefully we're going to remember to give the references as often as we can, so if somebody ever wanted to look them up, they may do so. But one of the things that I find, Eric, and many times, and I mentioned this a lot, is when I go and speak at a church on the subject of Mormonism, and it's the first time I've ever been to that church, I will usually ask the congregation how many here have ever spoken to a member of the LDS church, and all these hands will go up. And then I ask the next question. I says, how many of those who raised your hands have been told by your Mormon friends that they were Christians just like you? And all the same hands usually go up. Almost always. It's almost the same everywhere I've been throughout the country. And I can't help but wonder why that is. Why is that? Because the Mormon church certainly has some very unique doctrines that the Christian church has never enjoined, even though the Mormon church claims to be a restoration of the way things used to be years ago in ancient Christianity. We don't find any real solid support for that claim. And yet we hear this over and over again. So why do you think they do that? I mean,
well, I think it's politically correct to be able to call yourself a Christian. And I think when I first started studying Mormonism back in the early 1980s, I didn't see that as much. I didn't see the distinction being made. I think a lot of Mormons enjoyed being called Mormon, even though today it's considered.
So you saw a distinction being made.
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, they wanted to make it very clear that they weren't like us.
What I would read and the Mormons that I would talk with, it didn't seem like it bothered them that, I'm a Christian as far as for Eric Johnson, but for them, no, they were Mormon, or they would say we're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Somewhere in the last 20, 25 years, that started becoming more popular. And so today, the mantra is, you really don't know us. When you study our doctrines as Christians, you really don't understand, because you have to almost be a Latter-day Saint to be able to understand this. And even though if you can bring out quotes and show this is what Mormonism teaches, so often they'll say, well, that's just your opinion, and who are you to be able to tell me that? And so today, when they come to our doors, they Well, I think it was about 20 years ago, an advertising agency in New York told them to put the Jesus Christ in bigger font in their name badges because that gets them into homes. They know that by emphasizing Jesus Christ is a huge in for the Catholic and Protestant communities when they're in the Latin American and American countries. I mean, they're able to use that and say, well, we're Christians too. You've got the Bible. Guess what? We have another edition here that is another testament of Jesus Christ.
They will often point out that they do have the name of Jesus in their church, and of course that automatically, in their eyes, makes the conclusion that it must be a Christian organization. I find that kind of odd because, you know, Mormons do have a belief in Jesus, and though I would agree that the Jesus they describe certainly doesn't sound like the Jesus that I've always believed in as a Christian for many years, but when I bring this up and I say, okay, well, tell me about this Jesus. I find there's some real problems there. But the point I want to get to is if it's really based on Jesus, as they say, why is it that they excommunicate so many people every year when they've lost faith in Joseph Smith? And even though those same people may have a view of Jesus that I might not totally agree with at that particular time in their spiritual journey, to put it as nicely as I can, they do believe, they will tell me that they did believe in Jesus, but yet they lost faith in Joseph Smith and they were summarily excommunicated because they no longer could believe that Joseph Smith was a true prophet of God who founded the restored gospel in the restored church in recent days. I think that's a fair question, wouldn't you?
I would think so. I'm thinking of the testimony of Michael Wilder. We just mentioned Adams Road Band, and he became a Christian because he was challenged by a pastor to read the Bible by itself, and he came up with a testimony of Jesus. And so he started sharing that at some different gatherings, and he got reprimanded because he was told, and I'm not quoting exactly, I don't have that in front of me, but he was told, don't emphasize Jesus so much. I mean, that's not what we do here.
Well, there are some very distinct doctrines that separate us from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So for a Mormon to say that they are a Christian just like us, that's not really, I think, being totally honest, because Mormons know that they aren't like us. I mean, they know this because I've talked to many Latter-day Saints. And when you start asking the right questions, and yeah, all those distinctives start coming to the surface.
Well, Bill, we wrote a book back in 1994 called Questions to Ask Your Mormon Friend. It's no longer in print, but one of the questions that we asked in the book to tell a Mormon friend to get in a conversation is, we're Mormons just like you. And for a Christian to say that to a Latter-day Saint, and they'll look at you and...
Yeah, if you're a Christian like me, then I guess I'm a Mormon just like you.
And so to be able to say, well, I don't believe in Joseph Smith, I don't believe that I have to go to the temple, I don't believe in having to wear sacred undergarments, et cetera, et cetera, and yet I guess I'm a Mormon too. And showing, no, you're not, because that word has a meaning. See, I believe, Bill, that the word Christian has a meaning as well, and it's not something that we take lightly. Just because someone calls himself a Christian doesn't necessarily mean that they hold to the orthodox teaching that the Bible teaches.
I've said many times, I think one of the main confusions that maybe Mormons do have regarding that title of Christian, and when that title is challenged, the reason they get upset is because they equate it with being moral people. Mm-hmm. When you challenge a Mormon's Christianity, you're basically saying to them that they're not moral people, and that, of course, isn't what we're saying.
I had a guy working on something in my yard yesterday, actually, Bill, and he says, you know what? You're really a good Christian. And he knows that I'm a Christian because we've had conversations, actually, with this fellow who works at my in my house. And he says, you're a good person, is what he was basically, it's what he meant. And so, because he was mentioning something that I had done, he goes, you know, you're a really good Christian. Well, because he's LDS. It's a hard one to deal with. I mean, because, you know, you want to have a relationship and everything else. I wanted to get into full-on theological discussion, and I decided not to, but I just found that to be interesting.
Yeah. Well, when we get back to those doctrines that certainly separate us, I mean, for instance, when a Mormon says they're Christians like me, well, A lot of it has to do with our belief in who God is. And certainly we do not agree with the Mormon teaching of who God is. Certainly, I mean, Joseph Smith claimed we have imagined and supposed that God was God from all eternity. I will refute that idea and take away the veil so that you may see. I mean, as a Christian, I find that doctrine abhorrent. I mean, I have big problems with that because it certainly conflicts with my understanding of Psalm 90, verse 2, that says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
And those, I mean, we go to the Book of Mormon, which is the most important book that, according to Mormonism, that we're supposed to be able to...
Correct book on earth,
and Joseph Smith said. Man can get closer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. And yet, that theme of Psalm 90, verse 2, is repeated many times. Moroni 8:18 is one, and a number of other places. If Mormons are going to be consistent, they're going to have to ask themselves, could God have not been God from all eternity? Joseph Smith denies that he had been, but that denies the LDS scripture.
Well, very briefly also, Mormons would believe that God is only one among many gods. They truly would not be a monotheistic religion. They would probably be more henotheistic in that they claim that they believe in many gods but worship only one of them. But that even becomes a problem when you look at their tritheistic view of the Godhead, the Father being a God, the Son a God, the Holy Ghost a God. That would be problematic as well and inconsistent also. The idea that God is married, I mean, these are teachings that Mormon leaders have taught in the past. Their teachings regarding Jesus would be very troubling for us, especially this notion that Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer. There's plenty of references to show that Mormon leaders have taught that, and that's just something that Christians have not believed. So I think if a Christian is told that by a Latter-day Saint acquaintance, that we're Christians just like you, I think they need to just politely ask, well, what do you mean by that? What are you saying? Because there are certainly differences of opinions that we have on some very, very important doctrinal issues. So our encouragement to you as a Christian is take the opportunity. If a Mormon does say that, ask them. Respond with a question. There's nothing wrong with that. Show, you know, do it respectfully, but do show them that you do, in fact, have some differences with what they might believe as a Latter-day Saint. Now, hopefully this program will help you, and we hope that you will join us when we come with our next broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.